Das sollten Sie sich nicht entgehen lassen. Die Opel Vorteilswochen. Jetzt inklusive Sonderausstattung im Wert von bis zu 3.500 Euro und inklusive Opel Flat mit 3 Jahren Garantie, 3 Inspektionen und 3 Jahren Mobilservice. Bei der Wahl eines Opel Astra und vieler weiterer Modelle. Nur bis zum 17.11. bei allen teilnehmenden Opel-Partnern.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? We're here with Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man. What's happening?
Our guest right here, George Perez.
What's
Sidekick
up, my boy?
Eddie from the George Perez Stories. Lisa right here chilling right here with her blanket. We're going to have a good time, man.
Librarian.
They just got back from the Halloween extravaganza.
It lasted 2 weeks?
Extravaganza.
I was there for the first one, bro. It went long.
Remember that you just started doing your set.
It went long, bro.
They extended it for
like,
you, though.
They had like a dating game, man.
Yeah.
Like, usually when you go have a dating game, you know, you work your way up to being nasty. This girl was nasty on the first question.
I was the host.
I know, remember?
I was the contestant.
She went to anal right away.
Right away, yeah. Man.
Spit on
no surprises. Yeah.
And she's like a junior varsity porn star. Like, she hasn't even done a DVD.
I was saying JVs, bro. I saw her boobs. They're bees, bro. They're bees.
Yeah. Like, she's, I don't know, man. I don't hate, but she was weird, dog.
Well, people dressed up, though. How was the party, though?
We didn't dress up, dog.
But how was the...
There was a lot of people dressed up. I mean, it was a good crowd, good environment.
Well, they sold out?
I brought a homeboy that went crazy, dog. He probably bought like 50 shots of tequila, dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was this Mexican fool that looked Samoan, so everybody was scared.
Yeah, he looks like he's in Booyah Tribe, dog. And he just bought tequila shot after tequila shot for everybody. So my thing was, hey, homie, the bar did good. I saw.
From the one guy. I'd have been like, you're paying after each one of
these shots. They have a costume contest?
I don't think they even had it.
Now, people win a costume just because they said, like, Mario winning a costume, Mega Man.
He went as Felipe, dog.
Yeah.
There was even a Rodrigo there.
No way.
There was a Rodrigo there, dog.
Was there Rodrigo there?
Yeah.
We see Rodrigos every day. All over town.
That's crazy, man. When a podcast editor is actually fly out, bro.
Did he fly or drive out?
Fly out.
He flew, okay. Dog.
I flew from Atlanta.
Flew out.
Atlanta.
And still with Mega Man, bro. I wouldn't stay with that guy. They pay me, bro. Hear that voice over you, man. Record you sleeping.
In 2 days, he stayed with him,
dog. Hey, what happened with you and Apple? What was that all about?
Oh, dog. What it was is he talked some shit, dog. And I had
about
to,
what?
I had to put him. He got mad, man. Dog.
What's he
got
to talk shit about?
No,
that's my question.
He got mad at some shit, dog. And I clowned on him. And he's like, dog, you backstabbed me for magging on me for that shit, dog.
Mega Man or?
First of all,
Mega Man.
You didn't tell him he was a listener first?
Yeah. You're right, dog. That's what I told him, dog.
Emotional,
I like,
man.
I was like, stay in your lane, dog. Come on, man. But, I mean, everything was...
in the mega lane.
When I got there, my D was like, hey, dog, you got to make a video because everyone thinks you're going to kill this guy, man. No one's going to show up. So I had to, you know, tell him everything was all right, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Sells shots.
Mario and Mega Man just in his house like, I'm not going out.
No, Mario...
Kill the door deal, man. We can get a bonus, Lassa.
Hey, Mario was like, hey, dog, don't knock this fool. I don't want to carry him, like, to the house. I got to stay with him, dog. But he was cool, dog. He was just a little drunk, belligerent. They got him high again, dog, and it was over. They had him hosting the show, interviewing people, dog, with a herpes on his lip. I was like, what the fuck, dog?
Hit a Mega Man herpes?
Yeah, bro. I interviewed his herpes.
And then Mario brought some fool, dog. I almost beat him up. I felt bad.
Oh,
because you know those guys that, like, he was trying to tell me how to. He goes, hey, homie, you should be promoting yourself different, dog. Like, you should be doing this.
Well, you know everything.
Who's this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like.
Clive Davis.
You guys are forklift.
Yeah. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then I got to the point, dog, where I was like, hey, homie, we're going to fight if you don't leave.
Yeah, dog. He came up to me and goes, hey, get this fool the fuck out of here, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you know, you're going to see a lot of people walk up to you now, though. That's just one.
They all have a fucking...
Not like this guy. This guy.
No, it works. It starts out with one blunt, and then after that, man, listen, man.
They think they own a piece of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He didn't even come with nothing.
That's why I don't hit blunt. I get herpes like Mega Man.
I don't hit blunt with people. I don't hear blowing people no more because they don't check out their joke book. I also do comedy.
Whoa.
All right, man. I got to go, bro.
Time for you to leave.
I thought we were going to smoke a joint, and I don't want to teach you the tic-tac-toe like Ricky Gervais.
Hey, do all the new Latinos hit you up? And I can imagine your DMs are just like, hey, Felipe, I'm from Boyle Heights, too.
People from out of town, bro. I have a fresh 5.
A hot 10.
I fuck around like, if I'm in a great mood that day, I'm like, you know, homie, I'm going to put you up, dog.
That's how I started, dog.
You too.
Yeah, right?
You do comedy now?
That's how I started,
yeah.
Dog.
Hey, I put him up at the Brea Improv. And it was, hey, homie, I didn't sell it out. I flyered it out. I ain't going to fucking lie, dog.
It was packed.
It was to the brims.
That fool Brody Stevens was like, good luck, man.
Yeah.
Your first time, good
he
luck.
Goes, he tells
the
Red Band.
Stevens.
Hey, Red Band's like, my first time was in front of 12.
He goes, you got 300 people here, dude. How are you going to do this?
Yeah. Hey, dog, you know how it is. My homeboy distance. Went up there thinking he was going to murder, dog.
Yeah, dog. It's not like that. It's not like
you
that.
You went with a drink, too, huh?
That's why I want people.
Throwing down shirts and shit.
You had a beer, how to do 5 minutes?
No, that's what, whatever it was, spot he was like, hey, dog, comics drink free, dog, if you want to go up.
I'm yeah.
Like, get on down, I'll go up.
How many guys you told what's up, fool, from the stage?
What happened?
You were up there, man. Like, hey, what's up, babe?
Oh, no, you start talking to everyone, dog. Hey,
we're bagging on someone, huh?
There's my cousin right there.
What's your favorite treat?
Hey, but now, but when people say they want to do, like, comedy, like, I want to try, I'm like, man, it's fucking hard, bro. It's not easy.
The thing is, easy because we goof off up there, man.
You guys
it's hard,
it
bro.
Down.
I'm Rodrigo, bro. It's hard.
You gotta make it look easy, dog.
Yeah, get up there you guys and got wing. It down. People think you're waiting.
If you see somebody looking slay, you think it's easy because yeah. You just go up like, there and do it.
What is that white comedian does real well talking to people in the audience? And he bags hard. He's from Canada.
Oh, that fool. Ian Bag.
He's good. See?
Yeah.
People see him and they think they just gonna just jump in and be like that on stage, bro. No, bro. You gotta have fucking jokes to back it up.
Yeah.
You have to have bags ready.
He's got years of stuff and catalog in his brain, you know.
You remember that one time fucking he was warming up for the Que Locos taping and Benny Mena was in front row?
No way.
And he's like, what do you do for a living, man? He's like, I do comedy, doc. Where? The Laugh Factory. Ask Felipe. Never heard of it. Yeah, that feels good, dog.
Well, they opened up, you know, we're in San Diego, and you know the Madhouse Comedy Club in the mall? Yeah. They moved that motherfucker.
No way.
They're in a corner
around
right
the
next
corner,
to American Comedy Club.
No way.
Like an L.A. from.
Fool. Hell yeah. And guess what I found out before I left? Brrr. You know the hotel we were staying? Mm-hmm. Guess who? What comedy club is moving into that basement? And they're gonna have like a 90 room comedy club like
Improv.
Gotham
Comedy Pals,
Laugh Factory.
No way!
So that same hotel right there.
Yeah, so they're gonna have three comedy clubs in the same.
It's a
corner,
comedy block, dude. Yeah.
Like New York almost. Like Madhouse with 150, Laugh Factory with 100, maybe 90, and then the other piece of shit comedy club with fucking the owner, the asshole.
Oh, fuck that place.
Yeah, that place. 250.
Yeah.
American comedy.
A tight,
don't
uncomfortable 250, by the way.
Yeah.
With like fucking columns
get
in front of you.
Like, if you're going to have a column, put a TV there, motherfucker.
Yeah. That's great. You know, that's a good idea, dog.
We told him that idea.
I'm ahead of my time, bro. Yeah, but I'm 2 hours ahead.
2 hours ahead. He's ahead.
It put me an hour back, dog.
We got Chivo right here, bro. The George Perez. Just got back from Cleveland, bro.
Yeah.
Kicking it with Nick.
Cleveland.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nick's
yeah,
a man. Cleveland was a shit, dog. I was out there with Joey
D. He's good,
Diaz,
huh?
Yeah, dog.
Nick's good, huh?
He's, dude, he met us.
He didn't want you to leave without eating, huh?
No, hey, homie.
Take a pizza with you. Yeah. Sleep with it.
And then we went to that chocolate bar. Right there where we stayed at the arcade.
Is that a strip club, chocolate bar?
Nah, we went to the
hotel.
That's an old ass place.
Fuck yeah. Hey, homie.
That's one of those old school. You know where you're staying at? That whole area is for A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Homie,
the
it's
movie?
Old.
Yes,
yeah,
bro.
Okay. Yeah.
Old school club.
They have a casino there where you can lose all the money you made.
Yeah. Yeah, the casino's like two blocks to your right. And then we also went to the strip club Christie's. That shit was pretty bad. They had a Russian guy at the door, and I told that the strip club I work at, they know each other, the owners. I even verified it with my owner. So they gave me a little love, dog.
What's the name of the owner?
Dog.
I can't say that.
No, the owner of Christie, though, because I met him one time. We were, he would come out.
I don't remember.
He's from Memphis, Tennessee. He's from the same era of Elvis. And he would tell me that, because, you know, when Elvis died and Elvis' dad was still alive,
Right there's the top of that place you're talking about.
Well, that's badass place. When so the guy we shared a cab one time with, he was leaving Christie's, and we were in the same area, and then we got on a thing. He was telling that Elvis Presley would go to Christie's over there in Memphis, I guess, because they have one over there. He will call up and go, reserve a table for the king.
Memphis Mafia's coming, man.
Yeah, he would tell us that that guy, what's the name of the
Colonel?
The guy that plays piano.
For who?
The singer.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
That fool, he told us that that fool do gigs. He's already old, like. He was like 70. And saw moonshine out of his car at the end of the show.
When he was young.
Paid.
Like alcohol, bro.
He's older.
Yeah.
When he was older?
That was he put his own label on that shit. Illegal as a motherfucker.
Yeah. He married his cousin, right?
Hey, 13-year-old cousin.
I made the mistake of going with fans, dog, because, you know, I'm scared of heights.
That's stupid, bro.
Yeah, I'm scared of heights, dog, and I don't want to drive over the bridge.
Did one of them owe money, dog? Yeah. You got to pay for that?
Nah.
About walking.
Hey, and then, hey, homie.
Take the sky bridge.
Like, this bitch is trying to get Eve. She caught her man cheating. She's like, look at his cell phone. There's girls texting him. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on. She's like, let's go get a half hour with this girl. I'm like, hey, homegirl, you're tripping. And then this
fool. Get a half hour? Well.
A half hour is like when the girl does things to me and things to her, and then like
what was that cost?
$250.
She went right there.
Yeah,
she wanted you to pay.
We'll save up,
yeah, but in my head I would have paid.
You told her, man, I didn't even bring enough merch for that.
I'll give you a sticker.
Bitch.
And then I said no, and then that fool was like, "Yo, dog, we're gonna ditch my wife right now."
So they were both playing you to get back at the other.
Yeah, and I was like,
so swingers, dog.
Yeah,
it's another thing, bro. They get involved. They get
some couples like to get mad at each other.
They get real jiggly, all happy, all filled up. What you doing with my wife?
I would
have happened.
What
happened?
You know, I took them back to my room, dog.
Both of them.
Yeah, but I made them jam because they lied.
They lied about what?
Yeah, they were like, "We're gonna go buy beer. We're gonna go get some weed." And I was like, "So what's up with the beer and the weed?"
They were like, "We're going together, are we?"
Nah, and they
were
like,
"Tumbleweeds."
Oh, it's too late. And I was just like, "Well, I got to go to sleep."
Yeah.
But it was Christie's was cool, dog. They had you've been there, right? They got those two. They got the pool. Well,
I've never been there inside.
Oh, okay.
I was around that area.
Don't be lying.
I don't think I'm gonna go on a strip, but I didn't walk out with the owner and go in the cab. Yeah. We were sharing the cab.
Oh, okay.
But the owner, he looked like he could fuck somebody up. Like he looked like he belonged in the Allman Brothers. Yeah, he was fucking tall, bro, like Big John Studd.
Oh shit, wow.
Viking.
Yeah, and he was one of the old guys, but I don't know who owns it now. But he was telling me, he even gave me his car. He goes, "You ever go to any Christie's? Tell him you know me." He goes, "I know all of them."
Oh yeah, it was dog. It was a shit. That's my thing. Every city I go to, I go to the strip club because I want to see the competition and how they're doing shit.
Except San Jose, it was Gay Pride Week, dog.
Oh yeah,
we didn't go that day.
Like a bottle.
Like other Latinas who live in the surrounding areas go there because they ain't none.
No, I mean it's just see a place like Cleveland's old school, so it was more classy. They don't let fat girls and all that. I like to go to the clubs where the girls are a little bit. Normal, because they'll let you do shit.
Nicolas. Missing an arm?
No, Nicolas is like, that's baddie.
You go to clubs where they discriminate on the weight?
Yeah, no, I go to clubs where it's like the girls are like 29.
They're a little more desperate.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They're willing to do extra for more tips.
Wave a little bag of cocaine.
Get it with the
little baggy, baby.
You like to go to a strip bar where you look at the strip bar and go, man, this bitch should be here bartending.
Yeah,
exactly. That's Nicolas, my sister's friend.
So Cleveland had good women? I'm surprised.
They had some bomb ass chicks.
They must not have been from Cleveland.
I was going to
I don't think so.
Were they like pale? Do they get sun out there in Cleveland? Were they like pale?
Well, they got four seasons.
You know me, dog. I love the whites.
Nah, homie, it was cool because like I haven't seen pretty ones in a long time. Like, you know what I mean? Like they were classy, dog.
They were not missing that party tooth, huh?
I got my ticket out recently, dog.
R.I.P., man.
You can hold your blood right there now, bro.
Real, dog. I do, like Popeye.
When I was there, the first time we went there, we did the Cleveland Improv. So we were like, "Everybody's up here." You have to go down the hill over the bridge next to the projects.
Oh shit!
And we were walking through the projects. I think Joe
is it Black Projects over there?
Yeah, I think our senior Hobb grew up there in that area.
Oh shit! Yeah,
that's his hood.
No
that's
way.
Where he grew up. That's his neighborhood down there, and This fool got stuck in the comedy condo because they have a comedy condo, bro. That fucking shit had no food. Everything's far. There's nothing, bro. There's no store. There's no supermarket. There's no nothing.
Is it right by the water?
Just a bar and Christie's.
Oh, shit.
You know where Christie's is?
Yeah.
A little alley with just two buildings, and they're selling hot dogs outside.
Yeah.
That's where the condo is.
No way. I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, I went to that strip club that one time, and there wasn't anybody to look at in there, dog. It was a strip club in Peoria looking girls.
I did a show, I think it was. Fuck, where's that place in the middle of going to the bay, and they got a Spearman Rhino there?
Santa Maria,
yeah, dog.
We did that show too. But back in the days,
yeah,
when I did it was Mondo Cosillo, across the street with a Hustler.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't know who the Hustler, but
no, it was a spearman.
They might have been changed.
No, it was a Spearman Rhino back then, dog. It was good. Dog.
Hey, home.
When I was doing the show, like I went over there and everybody smoked me out. And I think everybody else had a good time. But we left the show to go hang out over there.
Because
the comedian was going up too long. I said, fuck this dude, he's taking too long. So we went over there to hang out.
Special, give him the light.
And they, man, those fools, like, they appreciated us being there, man. And they treated us like they treated us the way the military does. Like, real nice. They didn't want us to leave. Here, take this, eh?
Yeah, grab her.
Grab my wife.
Grab her.
Hey, homie, me and Eddie got a gift. Since we worked at a strip club, I know exactly what to say to these girls. Yeah, we do her. You know what?
What dance you? What song you want me to play?
Nah, you can't. What's your rap? You just go to like, hey, my girlfriend left me. I'm sad, man. I got like 200. Like, what? I need something bad. And boom, it's negotiating time right there. See, hey, am I right, dog?
Normally, like, you go on a date.
But what if they know that line already?
You go on a date.
I'm pretty sure every day they see, hey, my friend lonely, hey.
I need 300.
Nah, you go on
there talking like Mega Man. You know what happened?
Yeah, you can start with 200. Is that your bottom line?
That means fucking.
They left me and I'm alone now.
Hey, homie, there's a ghetto-ass club called Flamingo. It got shut down because the roaches got staff.
They had a handshake named after them, dog.
Anaheim.
Anaheim off Ball. And fuck, where was it at? God. But, dog, it was called the Flamingo Handshake. Because when you go in there, the girls come up to you and grab your dick saying hello.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Well, I live in a better one, bro. I live in San Fernando Valley, bro. This one shitty ass strip bar, the one on Van Nuys and Santa Coy.
No. Roscoe and Sepulveda.
That place used to be a Jack in the Box, bro.
Oh, shit.
Right next to the gas station. Like, the Jack in the Box is now across the street, and the old Jack in the Box is a strip bar. It's called Sin Triple X. It's the one door, and like the strippers smoke cigarettes outside, and when people who are pumping gas could see them. Like,
yeah. Oh, shit, dog.
It's sad, bro. But you know what? Sometimes, like, I remember when I would look up for reviews.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's a girl complaining, I know it's a good one, eh?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Her boyfriend's been there.
Yeah, dog.
Now, hey, at the Bird, dog, we went one time, and the girls are like,
the Bird?
Yeah, it's Flamingo. We call it the Bird.
Oh, my God, bro.
The Dirty Bird. And
it's not you want to dance.
Yeah.
They
were like, I'm like, I got 45. Eddie's like, I got 25. And they looked at each other and said, split. And no, we were looking at each other like, hey, how do we get them to stop? Hey, dog. It was crazy, dog. The Bird. It's closed down.
Dirty, dog. And then the owner is like a dirty Middle Eastern guy, dog. And he's sitting on the stage by the tip rail watching us the whole time, dog.
Rodrigo was spraying a strip bar one time. Well, they almost killed somebody, bro.
The playpen.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, he was just spraying his shit. They're talking shit in Lebanese, Armenian.
Yeah.
I'm just not cocked. Yeah. What you do that? Blah, blah.
Slapping the fuck out of this
dude. Rodrigo walks in there, man, just spraying and shit like nothing's going on. They shut the fuck up, eh? They're not saying nothing no more. The guy's still sweating. They got fleas.
You guys got to spray for roaches, so right?
No, they had rats.
What they tell
there,
you, fool? They had rats, and they were about to kill one day.
No, it was something about, like, fucking that fool doing something against his race and shit. Then I walked in there. I was like,
did you spray on, like the carpet just, they spray on?
Just right there. They the corners.
Yeah.
What they say, though, man? Then, what did you tell them?
You didn't see that. I don't give a fuck if you guys are going to kill him. I don't give a fuck.
Nobody's going to die.
Nobody's going
to
die.
Just those rats. No roaches.
Go put your equipment away. Go sit down with your girls. You want lunch? I'm on. I don't want lunch. You guys got roaches.
Yeah, right?
I just sat there like a little angel, dog, getting grabbed.
They were spraying you, huh?
Yeah, dog.
Did you ever see that guy again?
Yeah, yeah, that was the owner, dog.
They didn't leave him, no, the guy that was threatened.
Nah, I never seen him again, dude. That fool fucking rolled up in a Maybach Benz, dog.
Just oh, man. Like,
yeah. Audi 500.
That motherfucker ain't fucking around, dog.
Tripping, smelling like ass still, though.
Oh, dude.
Hey, do you ever, like, encounter, like, strippers who are working there? And then you spot their boyfriend over there all mad spying.
Oh, dog. Oh,
homie,
oh,
like, how many times are you going to kick those losers out?
They don't, hey, dog, they don't spy no more. Like, they show
they
up.
They wait in the car, huh?
No, these other fools will come on a bike.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
A motorcycle?
Dog, no, like, a bike. They're like, is Destiny in there? And you're like, what's
a
up?
A motorcycle?
No, a bicycle. No, a bike.
What are they fucking butters and raisins?
BC.
Yeah, you got to remember, dog, like, for him, he's kind of pimping her, and he's like, hey, she's going to give him $20 and he's going to go get drugs and he's going to take a hit then give it to her and like it's an exchange they do all day.
Dog, I walk the girl
it's
out
a cycle, man.
And I'm like, where's your ride at? Homeboy fucking pulls up with a drift stop dog on the back brake. Yeah. Bitch hops on the pegs, dog, and takes off.
Oh. I think there are very few strippers who do it just because they want to do it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
There was this old-ass psycho chick. Hoes. She did heroin.
No, it's dudes who get their ladies to do it.
Yeah. Of course.
And she had this young 26-year-old in there that she had hooked, and he would just wait in the car and, hey, dog.
Not only that, too, disgusting. But there's the chick that's been doing it since she was 18, and I know this. I think I met her 15 years ago when I first started doing this shit. And then she's still dancing for at a club I work at. And she does it. She's married. Everything. Husband has a good job. Yeah. She does it because she's addicted to the life, dog.
Yeah.
Like, she's addicted. Like, I don't care about making money. I just want to hang out here.
She lets us know cigarettes and carpet.
That's it, dog.
Yeah.
She likes the adoration.
She argues with her kid on the phone all day.
Oh, my God.
We had Jesse and Andy. These chicks are like 47, dog, making $1,000 a day.
Yeah, dog.
Where at?
At TJ Showgirls at the club we're at, and their husband's a contractor that's in Japan. She finally moved with them. But yeah. Hey, homie, it was crack.
But when he would go to work, fool, she would like, I'm going to work too.
Did he know that she was?
Yeah. No, like, because she would get gifts like fucking iPads, watches, and she would bid them to
these
us.
Shopping lists, these wish lists.
No, well, these customers would bring in gifts for them, and she's like, I can't take this fucking home to my husband. Yeah. He's gonna know I'm dancing again. So he's like, I got 100, I got 150. Yeah. We're just bidding on that shit.
That's how he met her, man.
You know what? Bid on her Lisa too. Is like. Since they don't have a boyfriend at home, they cook for us sometimes. They're like, hey,
we made
you guys some casserole.
Food. Oh, yeah, homie.
Good food.
Homie.
Soulless cooking
food.
They
have nothing
food?
Else to put their
love
in.
A couple noodles a la mode or what? Bitch was cooking a lot.
A girl with no soul, when she cooks, dog, she pays attention to every seasoning she puts in, dog.
She does a killer meatloaf, man. Shepherd's pies off the hook.
Hell no, you're gonna eat no fool for a dirty ass stripper. I want to see, unless I see her buy all the pots and pans, right?
Hey,
brand new pots.
I was telling this chick trying to make me an egg, and I saw the pan, and you know, one of those old no stick pans, but everything stuck as for all.
Yeah,
nah, dog. Like, so, like that all.
So the bottom of the fucking pan looked like an iron on that's peeling off. I said, nah, I don't want no weevils from that. Either.
Yeah, dog. I got to be like Nino Brown at the crack shop, dog.
Nah, man. She put an egg in there, man. It's stuck. I just scrape it off. I put it in a tortilla.
Pop the yolk and shit.
I'm good.
I'll go to Rick's.
Ah, fuck off.
Mega Man's here.
Oh, shit, dog.
Seth Storm. What's up, boo? Alex DeLarge. Stop going to strip bars in Wilmington, bro.
Oh, I've been to one in Wilmington. It's called the...
Back on we beat that
thing. Nah, dog, the sky. You did the comedy show in Wilmington.
Yeah, no, there's one...
Like MC Pancho.
There's one on Anaheim. There's one on Anaheim.
Yeah, MC Pancho was hosting there.
Okay. That's the homie right there.
They're flexing.
Yeah. That's the homie right there.
Doing the boogie.
He was hosting and who banging?
That's a mean little 310 dance, huh?
Right, dog? The who bang.
That's old school, man. If you don't know it, looks stupid,
right?
If you don't know it, you're like, what is this short fucker doing with his short fucking pants?
He injured his back, man.
Looking all stupid. Go fucking walk your kids, eh? Go walk your dog. Spending too much money on Pendleton and sweatshirts.
Hey, I seen that once with his full rope. His video and his baby's mom came across the mouth. She put, buy diapers, fucker.
You can't even go live anymore, bro. You can't be like a figure in Instagram or a figure in a podcast, like somebody who knows you. Like if they keep mentioning you, like Mega Man or Alex DeLarge or fucking Greg Riley from San Diego. You know, like somebody. You can't... Once you go, people start mentioning your podcast, then you go live, and your friends start noticing you. Oh, Felipe, you're with Felipe Esparza now. You're with George Perez. Then the real friends come in and go, fuck, you know this guy's a piece of shit, eh? No, email you privately and go, this guy's a piece of shit, man. He didn't even buy diaper for our kids.
I've never seen it.
I'm like, fucking leave me out of it, bitch.
Yeah, keep me out of it.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, homie, I had a fan tell me that. They're like, yo, dog, your baby's mom says you're a horrible dad.
Hey.
Who gives a fuck?
And then I was like, I go, hey, homie, here's
a make a t-shirt, eh?
I sent him the quarter. Look, bitch, I only have to pay $180 a month. Hey, I'm fucking a good dad. If I was a bad dad, it'd be $300 and up. Fucking asshole.
Hey, make
yeah,
a man.
But that's serious, though. That means the lady's talking shit because I got emails from somebody about a couple of the listeners who are
all happy.
No, she was like talking shit about.
Now, Mega Man's baby mama DM'd us after he did our episode.
Yeah, like what happened? Problem with him and not us. We're just innocent parties in all this.
So yeah, like, Mega Man's.
I know fucking arbitrator over here.
Because she talked shit. Well, he talked shit about her dog on the episode, and she's like, "Fuck that fool! I'm not lazy." Eh?
Yeah,
hey,
she could use that though.
Hey, in court, played the podcast.
No,
yeah,
no.
The
judge subscribed, dog.
He got. Yeah. He probably heard his word.
Judge subscribed.
You probably. Listening to the podcast going, hey, maybe I should have a podcast. So they like it. They like it.
Yeah.
I got 5 new listeners.
Mega Man, verify that shit, dog.
Law of the Land podcast.
Yeah, he says that.
Let me lose custody, man.
Nah, because they showed the messages. Hey, you were on fucking GPS and you were talking all this shit about me. He's like, I just want to see my daughter. And then she was like, no, I'm using all this against you. And the judge was like, hey, man, like.
Yeah, dog, episodes 50 in the alpha data. What do they call that shit?
I don't understand. As much of a piece of shit as you think your ex-dude is, I don't understand wanting him to keep that person away from your kid unless they're
straight
dangerous.
Up, just hateful.
If there's no record of danger.
Yeah.
That kid should be with their father.
I
don't get it.
I understand why women, like, just say they're having problems with your baby mama or your baby daddy, and then you start dating one of her friends now, and now that bitch is going to lose it, eh?
Oh, my God. Years later. Years after they've been broken up.
They met at the baby shower, eh?
Oh, my God.
That's happened to me where one of my baby's moms hooked up with the homie, and he was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry about, dog? You're helping out now. Like,
he's like, thanks, dog.
Fuck this shit.
Welcome to the nuclear family.
No, well, my first baby's moms has 7 baby's dads.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
I'm just happy none of them are my enemies and gangbangers.
That's one George is...
Yeah,
product
I have the first kid from her.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit! Planted the flag.
Yeah, I'll never get child support because all her kids are on.
She was franchising.
Yeah,
franchising thugs.
She's getting public assistance.
Oh so, fuck yeah!
Oh yeah, dog.
She was outsourcing. Dog.
She gets like a 3-bedroom for like $60, though.
Homie. She gets homeless people to help her move shit in.
But
there,
see, man, that chick is sleeping her way to the bottom, bro. Imagine, bro. She was like fucking with level 7 kids from 7 basketball players.
Oh man, seven Blake Griffins, dog.
She was producing movies, bro. Oh,
yeah, but see, this is where she fucks up. And she gets all the kids took from her. Oh, so every time they take one, she makes another one. Because that's the only way she can stay on the ship.
That's like a movie. Like when you die, you come back to life and
like
shit.
She's playing The Bachelor. She's playing like, what kid am I going to keep? You know what I mean?
So that sounds like a good movie. I'd watch that.
Sad. Huh.
Yeah.
Right there.
Jason's lyrics.
That's sad.
Sounds like baby daddy too.
Baby boys.
Man, it's tough to watch baby daddy with Tyree with your lady. How you haven't gone through the same shit?
Baby boy.
I remember I watching that movie. Goes, man, I've done everything in this movie.
Yeah.
Everything. I even took a bitch's car.
Yeah,
you gonna rent?
Oh, you took a bitch's car.
I know. I took her car and kicked it with you. That was a dope time. Yeah, that was
when we met.
Yeah,
that was like the same few days that we met. Yeah.
It was the car.
The He's car.
Parked
he
outside.
Took the car.
George parked
Everyone's
outside
took the girlfriend's
that
car.
That was funny.
I cock blocked that night. My bad, dog.
Baby mama.
That's the best chilaquiles I ever had. Hey, Felipe treated me like he boned me the night before.
That was good at chilaquiles.
Hell yeah.
Listen, never had them, bro, till then.
Now and he taught me how to make them.
I'm thinking about it. Your pan wasn't that great, dog.
Nothing was great in that apartment. That apartment
I
want to
kill
shit.
That fool in the bottom, bro. I want to kill that fucking landlord in the bottom, bro.
We were not loud.
Remember the cops showed up and you were just rolling weed looking at him?
Scared as fuck. My lady's car we stole is in the back in the spot. Yeah, that was fun, dog.
So where you from?
Long Beach, dog. Long Beach, California.
How'd you meet George?
At the strip club, dog.
But before that, what were you doing?
Ah, shit, the strip club, dog. Yeah,
he's always been at the strip club. Would you say you're the stripper?
So I got drafted. Yeah. Oh, no, she pretty much is damn near shit. She goes out more than me. But no, dog, I was drafted out of high school into the strip club at 18. So drafted. I'm 32 now. I'm going to be 33 in April. So I've been in this shit fucking too long.
Drafted how? What do you mean? Like drafted to work there?
Like right out of school.
Yeah, right out of school. Like they went to the high school. Like, all right, this guy's going to be the next manager for the strip club. We're going to put effort and time into him. But no, it was interesting being young because when you're working there, you're making money. You're young. You're
fucking like, boning bitches.
Yeah.
All that shit.
It's like, fuck college. I don't need college right now, but I should have went to college, dog.
I'll this be fool has two kids from a stripper.
One though. Stripper. See, what? I got stuck on one. Most time, fools get one with one and they'll stop. But I fucking, what it was is I got her pregnant and I'm like, look, man, you ain't dancing or stripping no more. All my friends are, they'll bag on me.
That's what you think.
Yeah. No, they'll bag on me. That's what she's actually did, dog. You know what I did? It was like a creative player when I made her girl, dog. I took her to the dental school, got her a little dental assistant license, got her out of the game, all that shit, dog. Like, so it was like, you know, I'm molded.
I like that, eh?
You know, I molded like a stripper into a mom and shit. But I was with her for a while and I was like.
A lot of guys won't do that to a woman. Then.
Nah, they won't put their time and effort into it no more,
that's
dog.
That's a woman's job,
you
right?
Put
there,
her in
man.
School.
Yeah,
it's a guy's job.
You get a stripper that's like getting a Honda, like 96 with no motor in it, dog. Right. You got to do all the work, get it back together.
Man.
Tell her her life's meaningful, you know, stuff like that.
Get her braces.
No, she had nice teeth, thankfully.
So this fool started working with me, dog, and like right away, me and him were like, feed me, dog. He was like, what's up? I got some coke. I'm like, me too. I got some weed. And then like a year later after meeting him, I go, hey, homie, I'm going to start a podcast like in a year. You're going to be my co-host. And he was just like, what the fuck? Whatever.
What's a podcast?
Yeah, like, what's a podcast, dog? Where's, you got more drugs on you or not? Let's do some more.
And then we started going out. And then,
out of nowhere, he hit me. He was like, hey, remember that shit I told you we were going to start? All right, we're starting it this Tuesday. I'm like, all right, dog. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And what did you start doing in the strip club when you first started working there?
Everyone starts at the door, dog, except this fool, because they knew he was a comedian, dog.
Security guard or what?
At the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put him at the DJ.
Top of the top.
Always been DJ?
Prime time, yeah. Homie.
You get tipped out, don't you?
Fuck yeah, I make loot.
Yeah, I moved up to a DJ after a couple years.
The strippers have to tip
them out. But, like, yeah, the tips, the DJ gets 10%.
The stripper, like, independent contractors, right? Yeah. You gotta pay everybody,
dog.
Right?
I just found this inside shit recently,
don't
dog.
Don't be leaking this shit, dog, where they can benefit them.
I'm leaking it, dog, because.
You can!
All right, I'm gonna say it then.
Tripping.
Come on now.
We'll go off the air.
It's a new law, right?
We won't tell anybody.
Nah. I'm just saying, a new law's passed in January where shit's gonna be crazy now.
They're gonna be unionized?
No, they can never benefits. Be union. No, because
like
they're
Vegas?
They're gonna have to start being paid, dog.
Oh, I know. Be, like they're gonna
because they're
gonna
not
have to
independent
get minimum wage.
Because they can't.
They're
like
hairstylers.
They're like a waiter.
Right?
Or
when you're
an
independent contractor, you can get socked, stabbed, punched. That's not our problem. That's your problem.
Exactly.
That happened to you. Whatever.
Now, they don't rent the booth. What they're doing is they're renting the club. They're renting security. They're renting us to make sure they get their money.
Yeah.
Like, and the song.
They're renting the DJ songs.
So
all that shit.
That's why at the end of the day, the DJ will get 10%. The floor guy will get 5%, and the door guy will get 2%.
Yeah.
Then the security guy will get $10 to turn it back.
That's all with the floor
the
and
extras.
The DJ.
That's when you got to have someone on the floor that knows what the fuck he's doing. Because you got a sucker there, it's just not going to work.
Me and Eddie were killing.
Yeah, dog. We are made sure the whole team, the teammate, you know what I'm saying?
Are there any strippers who don't go the extra mile?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
they just dance and leave.
There's regular ones that are like that still. I say a good maybe 2%.
But that's not every day, Lisa. Like, they're like that twice out of the week.
House of hoes.
Yeah.
Like, if they got money the night before, they're not going to be a hoe.
So every one
day.
Of them at some point.
If one girl is, if one girl sucking dick at that club, it's going to domino effect because the competition, you're going to notice it. We had this one ugly chick, dog. Ugly.
Making money, dog.
And every customer was in line waiting.
Give it up for Savage.
Dog, they're pre-buying tickets like it's one of your shows, dog.
Yeah.
She got a door deal, eh?
She was taking the back door deal,
not
dog.
Not even a
everything.
Feature dancer. She's just a regular dancer.
Yeah.
Who's showing up at Groupon on Monday?
And the girls caught on. So everyone said, you know what? If she's doing it, I'm doing it. Boom.
You guys go so much. I mean, I know you work there too, but you guys go or you watch strippers so much. Does it still do anything for you? Or you're just hoping for the extra? Because
a new stripper.
Yeah.
No, you're looking for a new girl.
When we go to the stripper,
I know guys always want a new one.
For me, it's like working on material. I go in there, bag on the girls. Like when I go there, but I'll throw like money at them. Ha! Here you go. I'm just kidding. You know, shit like that, dog.
For me, it's always like you know, it's like video games. It's like, all right, fuck, I already passed all these games. There's a new game coming.
Yeah, GameStop.
So it's about the new for you.
Yeah, and plus it's also the bar. I go after the bartenders.
This fool works that one that's 18 and over. I work at a 21 and over. Dog.
Okay. Sometimes so, there's 18 year olds in there. That just like,
it's 18 and over. There's more older men, I bet, huh?
Oh my god,
homie, pedophile central. Yeah. So that's what we play at work. We play pedophile central.
Little Rodrigo all covered up and shit.
Yeah. Hey, dog, I see fools that look like Honest John in their dropping
dog, school teachers, all that shit.
See, nobody tells you as a stripper, as a potential stripper, you're going to have to strip in front of somebody like Honest John.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give him that dance.
Hey, there was this guy that came in.
That's when you got to do the
dance. Tell me, man. They're fools in there, bro. They go in there, bro. They look fucking... Like, damn, you spend your money on this, homie?
No, there's some
fools,
of those.
I'm talking about fools that are in a wheelchair.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, bro. Like this,
hey,
fool. Like,
we got a fool like that at my club. We got a fool like that. He has crutches,
What's
dog.
What's that fool, the mathematician?
And he used to be an actor,
Stephen
dog.
Stephen Hawking, motherfucker.
Nah, we got a fool like that that's on crutches. And he used to act with Jim Carrey in all the movies.
He was in The Ringer.
Yeah, he was a dog. And the girls say he has a big-ass dick.
That's his arm crutch, dog. It's his arm crutch.
I don't know who it is. I wonder who that is.
Hey, I'm going to get... Hey, this fool comes
I'll
in
Google,
there.
I'll
and
Google
I IMBD right now.
Hey, he comes in a little Lexus, dog.
Everything's hey. Little with this guy.
Except his dick, man.
Two-door coupe, dog. I don't even know where he puts his arm crutches at.
For real. Hey, dog. And, like, he fucking takes forever to get in that door. But once he gets in...
Yeah,
he's
dog.
With it. And then we got this another fool that has a scooter, and he fucking runs over everybody's
everybody.
Foot.
Everybody.
I'll fuck that fool up.
Dog, bro. I fucking used to kick his shit hard as fuck, dog. Yeah. But what's crazy, the fool's in the wheelchair. We got to help him out, fool, and put him in the dance booth, dog.
Give him some Chris Fonseca, bro.
Not a fool.
Just the other day, my dick made me fall.
The girls will give you like $30 to pick him back up.
Yeah. Hey, he fell on the ground. Can you pick him up?
Yeah.
I was like, what? Homeboy's on the ground for like a sea turtle dog in the sand.
He doesn't have an assistant?
No. Yeah. Well, there's another old guy that gets dropped off by his caregivers.
Yeah.
They drop him off at fucking 1 and they pick him up at 6.
That's like Pop. It's like Pop's going over there and then leaving his wallet.
No,
and
but
stuff,
they were like, no, that's his family. I go, dude, he's white and they're Asian. That's not his family.
No,
like,
hey, dog, what about the time it was me, you, and Pops, and you guys judged the stripper contest at that club, dog?
And that fool bought us pizza.
Yeah. And then afterwards, we went to that fool's apartment, and then the strippers are there. Remember, Pops was just like waiting to punch one and take him home.
He was a Pop, bro.
Hey, bro.
Felipe goes, hey, dog, when Pops was giving score, he was ripping the paper. He was so excited to write the score.
I put up, bro. He went like this.
He carved that shit in the table.
But I went to that guy, man. He got locked up.
Who?
The guy, the bottle of the pizza. What was the name? George?
I think so, yeah.
He came in there with a stack of money, bro. Just
I know who you're talking about. That's Tony Leva. Tony Leva, yeah, he got locked up.
For the Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, for the Ponzi scheme.
Bro, he got a lot of people. Bro.
Homie.
Let me tell you, man.
Did he get
this comedian, the mummy? This comedian told me one time, I won't say which comedian, bro. But he likes bugs. Anyway, so he that fool sent him a chick to do everything, man.
Yeah.
Lick his toes, lick everything, and they didn't even charge him. So that's how he'll get people.
Oh,
huh?
Fuck yeah. He was trying to get me because...
He didn't even get me, bro. He only had $1. Hey, I'm telling you, right?
Yeah, he got... Hey, he was going to my strip clubs, and then he would just make making her...
Look for ballers,
yeah,
huh?
And then he'd go, hey, George, how much money do I got to pay you to leave? I go, I make like $400 a night. He goes, here's $500. Give $100 to your manager. I'm just like, fuck yeah. So we would take two strippers with us and go to places, and he would just hook it up. And like, I noticed something weird, though, dog. My homeboy back then, he's not my homeboy no more, but Dylan was like, yo, dog, get this full 10 G's. He gave me back 22 in 3 days. I just gave him 22. I haven't talked to him in 3 days. I was just like, well, you know what?
That's how it works, bro. An American
Yeah. I know where he lives. So
they give you just enough.
Didn't they get John Leguizamo? What was that movie, Empire, dog? That's how they got
him. Yeah, but this fool.
The worst John Leguizamo movie ever, dog.
Yeah. Empire, dog. You got Bird, dog.
Ten more.
Yeah.
Ten more what?
Bad Leguizamo movies.
Oh. Is that dude Lama gone forever or what?
His whole IMDb. Yeah.
Is he gone for a long time?
I don't know. I guess he got locked up.
The first time I saw that fool, I was doing the Commerce Casino with Rudy Moreno. And he came in there, and there was like four fine chicks, right? And then it was three dudes that were his bodyguards, and I knew them from Gotham's. Okay. So he only picked people like from the area, like Casa Latina, whatever. Yeah. You know, recognizable people, you know?
That had credit in the area.
Yeah, so he fucking showed up, made like a big scene, you know, bought a bottle server at the show.
Hell yeah, everybody bought it.
Rudy all happy and shit. I got that food too.
Hell yeah, he was like, hey, don't charge my bottle, I'll take the money.
Probably, man. But that's how it works, right? American Greed, they promise you big dividends.
Oh, yeah.
But almost 10,000.
Well, they don't promise you big they promise you a high return.
If I were to give somebody $10,000 and in 3 days, that fool gave me 25, and if I have 100, I'm going to get greedy. Here's 100,000.
Yeah, you're going to think there's something to this.
Anything over 3% is fishy.
Because people, when you
watch. No, anything over 8%.
Really?
When you watch American return, yeah.
When you watch American Greed, that shit will never work if the other person's not greedy, too.
The other person always has to be greedy.
That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They rob me. No, motherfucker, you want to get robbed.
It's that old adage. Yeah. You can't fool an honest man.
You gave me
10,
I gave you 20. You gave me another 15, I gave you 20. And every time I keep giving you less, now you give me 100,000. You haven't seen me in 6 months, motherfucker.
Yep, no more answering the phone, nothing.
I'm going to go call the cops, man.
That. I've never done shit like that.
What the fuck, dog? They got me, too.
I'll fuck
They fucking got me, dog. Child support, dog.
That's fucking funny.
That movie, Bad Rodrigo, you tripping, my boy. That movie's bad, bro. What movie are you talking about?
Oh, it's like Empire.
It's a big pun.
Empire?
Yeah. He uses the lines off The Godfather and says,
no, Godfather. That movie's bad. That movie's horrible because Michael Pena's in it, right? Empire?
No, not that one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Carlito Way.
No, that was horrible.
Yeah.
That movie was horrible. They had Puff Daddy in it, dog.
Yeah,
it was bad, man. You should have kept it OG, man. Because the original Carlito's Way, man, when you watch it, and you say La Lean. The guy in a wheelchair. Yeah, just a white boy playing a Cuban, bro.
Yeah, dog.
He's in a new movie now.
Fucking dick don't work, he's a
That's homeboy that was married to homegirl from X.
That's fucking Manolo from Scarface.
No.
They got the new movie.
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen.
Oh yeah.
He's married to that one from X.
Yeah, they have a kid together. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's how they do it. That's why fools get out of prison, dog. Like they give that fool a deal that he get out. Go get your hammer and bust your grape.
Get some more money.
Yeah. Hey, but from the beginning of Carlito's Way, I knew that that motherfucker was against them. That guy.
Lalin or Luis Guzman?
Pachanga?
Dude, he was too excited.
R.J. Rock style.
He was going to shoot that fool. I'll kill him right now. Like, hey.
Yeah. That fool switched sides nasty at the end, huh?
It's like Felipe said, if anybody's darker than you, they're going to do you dirty, bro.
He's a good character,
Because he wants to be in too, right? Yeah.
He said, let's take him around the back like old times, Papa. Remember we told him?
he got lots of money. There's a lot of money with this guy.
Yeah, dog. That greed no motherfucking eyes, dog.
But that fool had nothing to give, huh?
Nothing. Nothing to bring to the table, dog. That was it.
How about when he took the little, man, that little fool thought he was a drug dealer, how, in that fucking Trans Am?
Oh, in the beginning?
Yeah. Kill, dog? Oh, that's a nasty, dog.
He wanted the cred, dog. He wanted to walk in there with Carlito, remember?
He should kill that motherfucker. How they sliced that fool.
Yeah, that one fool that killed him looked weird, dog.
Yeah, that fool, he's a comedian, too.
Oh, yeah?
He was a killer in Ghost.
Yeah.
He died, though, right?
Yeah, he died of AIDS. He was a heroin addict. What's his name?
I heard he was real good. Puerto Rican,
dog. Right there in the Charlie Barnet days.
The guy that looked like skinny Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Dark. He talk like this. You know, papa, you know, papa.
I got to count the money.
He's pretty good representing out there on the East Coast.
He used to host the Apollo, too.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day, papa. What's up, fool? Upcoming shows. Toledo, Ohio. This weekend, November 8th through the 10th, I'll be at the Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio. I've never been there before, man, so we don't know what's going to happen. But, hey, man, if you live in Canada and you want to come down, I'll hook you up.
Canada? You mean Buffalo? You mean for the Buffalo show?
Toledo, they could catch a train. You could catch a boat, ice skate to the show.
Detroit's closer than Toledo, isn't it?
Well, anyways,
whatever.
If you live near Toledo, you can come down. You're by Winnipeg. Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York. November 16th through the 18th will be at the Helium Comedy Club. Tempe, Arizona. December 7th through 9th. The Tempe, Arizona. They have a lot of strip bars there, too. Ontario, California.
Rick December Aviles.
Rick Aviles, that's right. Ontario, California, December 28th through the 30th. Also, December 31st, New Year's Eve at the Paramount Theater, Denver, Colorado. Check out all the philippersworld.com/tour and get all the shows. You have a, what's your email? What's your Instagram? Birthday?
Site Dick Eddy on Instagram, all one word put together.
You only fuck with Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, I tried it, dog, and it's hard to keep up with that shit, dog. That's too many, like, see too a lot of weird shit on Twitter, up? Dog.
Yeah. You can catch me at George P. Comedy, Twitter, Instagram, November 30th. I'm headlining the Belly Room at the Comedy Store. It's 10:30 show, and my Vels came in this week. I don't know what's going on, but I'll be around.
How about you?
Chilling, dog. You know, I'm going to be on as strippers, dog, putting them choke holes, trying to get my 5%. Shit like that, dog. Shit, tomorrow I got to do some shit. We got GPS tomorrow.
How come you don't do another show, bro, at the Comedy Store?
I am. I'm when? Doing one belly room? November 30th. If you want to come, come. But I was going to ask room, bro. I'm just down.
Do the main room, bro.
I'm down to co-do it with me. Yeah, we were talking about
do
it.
Do the Christmas, the fucking Joy Perez Christmas bells.
You down to do one? Why don't we just do ours?
We got some dates in December that he's open.
Okay, well, let's do it. I can make it happen right now.
Do a big show, man. Put him in there, Rodrigo.
It'll be us.
It'll be us. Martin.
Yeah. Martin. I'm down.
I'm pretty sure. Can we put people in the show at the Comedy Store that are not part of the regular?
Yes, because
regular? Yeah, they do their own show.
We'll just sell that. Putting the show together. Yeah.
We'll just sell that shit out.
Yeah, I'm down.
Like you did with Taco Shop.
Yeah, hey, dog. That shit was that crazy. Out, it was dog. Fucking packed. And the next November 30th, HBO is going to be there for us and shit, but I'm not really.
Doing a showcase?
Nah, but I'm not trying to disrespect HBO, but I'm not going to do Entrenos, if, like all that stuff.
I wouldn't
doing.
Either.
Yeah. What?
Entrenos.
You know? If I'm not kissing your ass, but if I do HBO, I'm doing how you did it, dog. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's just whack. Entrenos.
Yeah. It's like Entrenos.
You just get lost. You get lost.
HBO yeah. Latino, right?
Yeah.
It looks like if Starbucks did a comedy show, like everyone dresses like they work at Starbucks.
They want to pay to be there, huh? I hate doing comedy shows that are table with the audience trying to be famous, too, and they're looking around.
It's a lot of really unknown comics,
Comics Unleashed.
Like, you have more behind you than a lot of those comics do. I think most of those comics are unknown, completely unknown.
But you know what? If they're doing it, great for them. They're hustling, but it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
So with Flacco, man, everybody's all sad. Rest in peace, Flacco.
They always say that. Everyone.
You keep doing shows to keeping them alive, though.
I was like, Dick, he died?
We've been booking him in over a year.
Am I coming out with the album or a special? Next year, I'm going to try something.
Next year, people.
Yeah.
That is a couple months away.
They canceled already House of Cards and Orange and New Black.
Why they cancel Orange and New Black?
It's already old.
And that shit's played out.
I haven't even seen it.
It's a musical.
That shit's over. Two episodes.
They should have done backstories on every one of those.
I would have watched that.
I wanted to know more about Dariana, whatever her name is. I wanted to know more about her in the drug deals with her mom's boyfriend. I wanted to know all that stuff. They never got into their backstories. That's what you care about.
Yeah, the cartel shows are taking over right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Mexico Narcos. You see that
new one out with that guy? He's from your hometown, huh?
Which one?
The DEA who got killed?
No, he's from Redlands.
Redlands?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Enrique Quique Camarena.
Enrique Camarena.
Quique?
He's from Redlands.
He's the fool that was.
Is that the fool they killed?
He's the fool that tried to lock up the Guadalajara cartel.
And they killed him, right? And after that, they could
torture that fool.
Nobody was touchable after that, right?
Well, they got the doctor that did that, and then that's how Carlo Quintero got in jail.
So when they were torturing him, they had a doctor.
To keep him alive
while they torture him.
They're like, Parale, güey, dale agua.
That went out.
That fool signed the U.S. attorney now.
Wow.
No, but because of him, no Fed or anyone's touchable out there because of that.
If I was cartel, I'd walk around with like an AIDS thing. If I eat this, I get AIDS, dog. You cut me, you're getting AIDS too or something.
Start biting everybody.
Yeah, like Jason Bourne, they got the death pill.
Yeah. Fuck that. Shit. I'm doing that.
Right?
Your That'd fucking, be crazy, though, eh?
Or just tap my red shoes and go home.
Your baby mama catches you cheating. Fuck that. Real quick, dog. I don't want to hear this shit.
Fuck, I tap my shoes, I end up at my baby's mom's house.
What's up with Turlock? That's right, Turlock. I'm coming, Turlock.
Oh, shit, I got a homeboy that lives in Turlock.
Turlock is your guarantee to get laid, dog, if you...
Oh, I know. I've been to Turlong.
Yeah. Hey, I told Eddie, if he goes to Texas, all the thick girls will love this food.
Barbecue for days, dog. I'm down.
Fucking really easy.
Hey, do you have Sliceman's in Cleveland?
Sliceman's, yeah.
Dog.
I went there, but you had never been there, but I brought him a sandwich.
It was bomb.
I went there, I never eat anything because I don't eat meat. Okay. But that owner's nice,
yeah,
man.
Hell yeah.
That food gave me... Sure. Remember those old Christian little stories?
Yeah.
The scary ones? The booklets.
Yeah.
He gave me a box of all of them.
Fuck.
Like every single one. And
how did you know he had those?
He's like, the gospel like Christian. Oh, spread the gospel, man.
Yeah, man.
Chupacabra, all that.
Tell everybody, Rodrigo, how fat that fucking sandwich is.
It's fat, though.
Oh, man, I had one.
George, how was it, man?
Oh, ridiculous, dog. Like, my muela fell out, but I was guaranteed. I was scared. I was like, I'll just take that shit out.
Bro.
Good
there's
pastrami,
two of them,
dude.
Right?
Yeah, the cornbread and the pastrami. That's what I had.
Did Joe deal you the pastrami? Same thing?
Oh, that fool.
You don't really like this at home, do you?
Yeah. He took me everywhere. We were fucked up. I came in with diabetes.
Yeah, man. That was after press, right?
What do you mean?
That was after. How many fools showed up, bro, trying to be guest spots over there?
Nobody.
Who was on the show, just you and him?
It was me, him, and this chick named Becky. And she was cool. She was a local comic, their feature for the show, or their opener. But all the fools from the church family, they came fucking deep.
Deep, huh?
And I ain't going to lie, I was a little groupie. They hit me up. Hey, homie, do you want to get high? I said, fuck yeah.
How's the butt out there?
Homie, that shit was garbage. But these fools, they brought it from Buffalo. Like, there was fools from Buffalo and Chicago that drove there.
Yeah, man.
And D.C. And
sold out every show?
Yeah, he sold out every show. And it was crazy, dog. Like,
they wanted to add a Sunday. He said, I don't do Sundays.
Yeah, and they wanted to add a third show Saturday. And he was just
at
like...
At 3 o'clock. What am I, a magician?
Yeah. No. He goes, I got to be home early for mercy. You can't take time away. And I was like, fuck. Yeah, because we left at 5 in the morning the next day. He wasn't fucking around. We were
first
in L.A.
Fly out, right?
Yeah, we were in L.A. by 9 o'clock.
Damn. Well, then you have to fly out.
5:30?
Fuck.
We sent our drug dealer to go pick him up.
Yeah. That fool sleep?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he slept. He eats those bubble gums, and I don't know what's
in. He doesn't hang out, though. No. Either, huh? He doesn't hang out with the people.
We just, after the show.
You don't hang out and talk to the people after the show?
Like, he did this time. He did. He was just like, you know what, man? I sold it. I've never sold it out like this.
Yeah.
So he stayed, took pictures. We were kicking it with the chief of police.
He's going to see that a lot more with that Netflix stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then people were taking photos with him. They're all happy.
Fuck, huh? Dude. People were crying. This one Indian, he goes, if my country, we touch the feet of men we look up to. And Joey's like, come on, now I got to touch your feet.
You don't want to touch these feet, cocksucker.
Yeah, dog. It was cool, man. It was cool, dog, you know?
How many fools showed up with photos of him?
Posters.
How many artists like Mario showed up?
Yeah, a lot.
Like, that's funny. At first, like like when I saw that dude Mario photos, okay. But then, like other fools started doing them, and I like, all right, man, you need help, bro. You're not Isai Morales, bro. You need art lessons.
Motherfucker, brush
$500, yeah, dog.
Inspired a legion of like middle-aged men
fool.
Who never got to draw.
I saw fucking La Bamba again, bro.
I cannot
watch La Bamba again thinking about Willie Barcena's Isai hating his brother the whole movie. I mean, through the whole movie, that fool
for real
is hating.
Oh, yeah.
Isai Morales and the mom is fucking really like not liking him and put him in
straight up
feel bad.
She led him to that shit.
Fuck yeah, bro. Calling him a flunky. When he won that contest, instead of like appreciating, oh, I'm so proud of you, maybe you could use some of the money for the baby. Ooh, that's something my mom would say too, bro. Ah. You just want to punch a motherfucker, bro.
Hey, he throws a beer at her. Remember one of the episodes?
Yeah, no.
I was like, fuck, dog. And she was pregnant, throwing beers at pregnant people.
This is my house. Oh, he's a good fucking actor, Isai Morales. He got robbed, bro. He should have been nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Oh, yeah, that movie? For sure. Fuck yeah, dog.
I tell him, we got to do La Zamba, dog. We'll bring him back.
I did that's Bob he was playing Bob Morales, Richie Valens' brother, who they're from Pacoima, Watsonville, and Modesto. Bro, I did some more information. Well, I started reading, trying to find out more because I don't know if you guys noticed in the movie, Bob is wearing an actual motorcycle club fucking vest.
Okay.
The Galloping Goose.
Galloping Goose.
The Galloping Goose Motorcycle Club. And where they're fucking worldwide, bro.
Oh, yeah?
They're big, bro. They're around 1%ers. They were at the original fight in fucking that town where the first motorcycle fight started.
Sturgis.
Oh, the Sturgis.
Not Sturgis, in California.
Oh, I don't know.
I know Hollister.
Oh, Hollister.
Between the fucking Boost Fighters and the Whiskey Fighters.
Hmm. Well, anyways, I never knew that.
So that motorcycle gang that Bob is wearing in the movie, they let him wear the actual fucking vest.
Oh, wow.
And the president of the motorcycle club who started it is in the movie too. He plays the bartender.
Oh, okay.
So the movie was set in 1956, right? But the fucking the motorcycle gang was started in 1947. Oh, so it was only 11 years old. With a Chicano in it, by the way.
Isa Morales, right?
Isa Morales.
Well, he's Puerto Rican, isn't he?
No, but the actor. Bob Morales, he's Chicano, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, he was actually.
And one
part
thing
of that.
About that Bob said about when he saw the movie, he said, When I saw the movie, I started appreciating my Mexican heritage more. Because Bob, you know, and Richie Valens, they grew up in an area where it was cool to be
Mexican,
bro.
That's it.
Yeah, me too, dog. Like, I grew up in Orange.
My mom, too, but she was like, no hablo español, cabrón. You want to make it.
Yeah.
Were not taught to speak Spanish. You want to whip your wife if you speak Spanish.
No, my parents only talked to me Spanish in the house, but, like, my dad was a coyote, and he had two jobs. So we had a little bit of money, so I went to the good schools. And I'm lucky, homie. I'm the fifth of six boys, so my older brothers already whooped ass. So when I got there, it was okay to be a cholo and shit. Like,
yes,
yes
señor, bro.
They're already tired of ass whooping.
They had already disappointed.
Yeah. Like, no, but they were like good, though. Like,
when you were a little boy and when your brothers were boys in Orange County, was it different from now? Were there less Mexicans or more?
Or that school? At my school, I don't know because, like, the white people never left Orange. They're still there. And the Mexicans,
about, like, the majority.
Now it's way more because Santana was like, you know how there's a caravan out there? Those fools had a couple minibuses stop by. Like, it's flooded, dog.
No, but your school, what were they like? What were the majority, white?
No, we were 35 white, 30% Mexican, and like everything else. Like, but we never had black guys that were good at sports. That's what sucked.
You got to import them.
They got recruited, though. They all got recruited out.
Yeah,
probably.
All the black guys we had were just gang members.
Like when we talked to Ruben Paul, he talked about how, like, a lot of the black schools, like Crenshaw, Nickers, and then I think Carver High. All the great black players, Jordan Downs, they will send them to Orange County.
Yeah, it's a modern day Orange.
Yeah. They'll give them fake addresses.
Yeah, and they'll bus them, dog.
They'll bus them.
They'll feed them. They pay their rent.
But only to play games, though.
Yeah.
But then that team where they're from, it sucks now, huh?
Yeah, and then, like, if that fool gets injured,
and they get no money.
Yeah, nothing.
And Orange County gets all the money again.
But that's how it is, dog.
That's how it is when you're badass, huh?
Shit.
That ain't going to stop, right?
Fuck.
Nah, hell no.
You're trying to get into college.
But you can hopefully get some of the college recruiters to come see you if you've got all that buzz about you, you know.
Yeah, and there's perks, too. There's fools are getting broken off, dog.
In high school?
Fuck. The running back from my team, he had 3,000 yards his sophomore year, and his junior year he had 3,000. And Michigan told him, do not play your senior year, and we'll guarantee you. And our coach was paying his rent, and this mother, he fucked his knee up and then gone.
That was it.
He told him not to play in the next year
in
high school and save it?
Yeah.
But his coach was paying the rent,
and
so
he was trying to go for the record and shit, and boom.
Yeah.
And that fool hit a sprinkler on the field, and it's fucked him up.
Ricky! Oh, my
sprinkler. Started sprinkling blood, man.
People don't know about that. When you play ghetto football, man, there's fucking sprinkling
everything.
There's fucking potholes.
Yeah.
You might step on a gopher or a rabbit.
Uh-huh. That fool fell down, and I played that song by E-40, Sprinkle Me, homie.
Playing army out there, huh?
He was good, dog. He was... Hey, you know what's fucked up is...
Better than fly?
Yeah, dog. He took it so bad. Hey, this fool took it so bad that he joined our gang. He became a cholo, dog. Yeah. Black full dog.
He was like cartoon from Blood and Blood Out.
Yeah, and then he got locked up for the first time. He's like, hey, man, none of y'all motherfuckers my friend in here? Because he didn't know.
Black?
Yeah, he was a light-skinned black full dog that had Mexican in him, but nah. His name was Goldie, Jamie Wortham. You can look him up. Bad.
Google me.
He couldn't catch, but he could run out that backfield. He was elusive, like goofy running, dog.
They would have turned him into a defensive back, dog.
Nah, football. Homie, he was too, dude, he was 6'3", like 230.
He would have been neck and neck with Rocky Ishmael.
Now, his calves looked like Tommy Chung's in each calf, dog.
You bitch.
Some big ass calves. Hell yeah. Up to my ACL.
Little tree.
There was a lot of fun comedians that we haven't seen in a long ass time, bro.
Yeah, he's in North Carolina, dog.
Who is?
Tommy Chung.
I thought he was in San Diego.
Nah, he moved. His lady, she became the president of Weight Watchers out there. That fool
no,
says.
No, shut up.
She keeps gaining weight and they give her more weight and work.
Fucking Tommy, dog.
Follow the money, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. She fixed his Jeep and he married her, dog.
That was it. Yeah, the Jeep.
Fucking dog nuts, eh?
Well, was that where we were getting high in his house when he had the little studio?
I remember that
and
one.
And man, that fool showed her his modeling tape.
What do you mean modeling tape?
He's a model,
though. He was trying to be a model.
How old was he?
I don't know. When he first got here, 30, I guess.
Oh.
Too late. But you know, you see how he's short. And he's wearing like a tux. And he's walking. He like somebody. They made it in somebody's house. And he went like this, Tommy Chung.
Like he's in a Prince video or something.
Yeah, bro, it was foggy.
Yeah, dude. A little Jerry Curl and shit. I, like combed almost.
I remember before I was a comedian, dog, I used to love Master P. And then Tommy Chun came out and that Master P. Remember he did a comedy special?
Yeah, Eddie Griffin was on it.
Yeah, and I seen that fool at fucking second base, dog. And we had a bagging contest and I beat that fool and he was just like, you's a hack, dog. How long you been doing comedy? I ain't been doing comedy, not even yet, dog. He was cool. After that, the homie was real good to me, dog. You guys go way back, right?
We met him at the Wild Coyote thing, right? Where did we meet him at?
I met him with you. Like
oh, we met him at Visalia.
Yeah. He
was headlining in Visalia with Leonard Velasquez.
Okay.
And then he bought us Taco Bell.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere,
you
dog.
Didn't get Pescado Pete's?
No. Hell yeah, bro.
In the day.
She's done.
Ah. Hey, that run's done, huh?
No, he's still around. Yeah. He just don't book us.
Oh, okay. Hey, he's
still around, though. But, they just had a show.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, I think
it
Rene Garcia.
Like he doesn't book you. No, we don't work with him.
No, we don't work with him, but he's still doing the show.
It sounds like he's not booking.
Perico Productions, dog.
You know why they call it Perico Productions? Because he just gives you a bump for pay.
That's it.
That's it. A little bump. Give me a whole.
He dyed his hair set forever, huh?
Well, he has to be like 80 years old, dog.
He's
got a we can't get more people to show up.
I don't think that fool likes me, dog, because he came. One time I did the Chunk Chauncey Casino.
Chunk damn. What?
Chunk Chauncey Casino.
We went from Tommy Chun to Chunk Chauncey.
Yeah, Andre Covey.
Yeah.
Andre Covey. Hey, dog. And he was in the front row, and I was killing. And I looked at him. I'm like, when can I get up at your club? I forgot up and left, dog.
Took his bird, too.
He had to make a phone call,
fuck
bro.
Yeah. I'm cool with it, eh? I'm not trying to get robbed.
No, he brags about how little he used to pay George Lopez. I'm sure he brags about now how little he used to pay you to other people.
Yeah. Those were the days.
I used to pay George $200. He didn't call me no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, he outgrew you. Yeah, you kept paying
him. He paid him $200.
And then you told everybody?
Right?
I know, man.
You fucked up.
Fuck those fools.
What's up, fool? So how's your podcast going, man? How
many it's going good, dog. In? We're at 84 now.
Oh, you're 84?
84,
oh,
shit. Yeah.
We're at 84.
16 more weeks. The 100th episode.
Yeah. The Zeno,
party.
Dog.
That's why I was going to ask you if you could do the 100th episode, yeah. And we're throwing a huge party.
We're at.
It's going to be at Ziggy Smoke Shop, and there's going to be custom guys making you a custom bong. Like, it's going to be a party afterwards, barbecue. We can have vegan if you want.
Ezo will be there?
Yeah, E-Zone. Hey, dog, it's going to be dog. Like some sick vibe. And then there's these white boy band out there. All they do is play funk music, but it's white hipsters,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, they do cover band, dog.
It's
like,
bad.
They did the whole Chronic album last time we were there, dog.
Yeah.
So badass.
Yeah.
Some act right.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, dog.
Dun, dun,
now, they did a Bitches Ain't Shit. Yeah, all that shit. Right.
You podcast on Mondays, right?
Or I do it on Mondays.
So after this, you're going
to
go do it?
No, after this, we're going to go to the Comedy Store. I'm going to do my podcast tomorrow. Hey, homie, I love coming on.
You have a spot at the Comedy Store?
I'm going to go hang out, probably try to Bogart my way on to, what's tonight?
The Monday, no?
Potluck.
The potluck, Raza. Yeah,
put our name in Kill Tony.
Quincy's hosting tonight. Quincy, the old sound guy from the
Ice House.
Quimbo.
Yeah, he's cool. He works at the store now, and he's cool, man.
I'm not fool afraid to go up.
Well, I told him years ago, I said, you got to try other rooms outside of the Ice House. You got to expand your audience type, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, well, man, he's a black guy, and he said, if I do black rooms, like, you know, there's a certain attitude you have to have, like this Def Jam attitude. And I said, not everybody. If you're funny, they'll love you. It doesn't matter. And he just didn't have the confidence in it.
Yeah, he looks like a Paddington Bear, but like a PC version.
He's a nice guy, though. He's super nice.
Yeah, he's hella cool.
He got to get over that.
Paddington Bear.
What's up with you, doggy dog? I seen you on, what's that show you're always on where you're like at a shopping market or something?
Superstore.
That's just funny, dog.
I just got asked to do another episode, probably. Hopefully.
That's like a reoccurring character that you do?
Yeah. Cody.
That's just funny, dog.
Yeah, the director, well, the guy who is one of the executive producers of the show, Ruben Fleischer, who did Venom. Okay. The director of Venom.
I'm going to be in Venom too, bro.
No way.
Yeah, I'm going to play Carnage. Asada. The joke that keeps on giving.
I know. I'm waiting for it to expire like bad meat. But he got asked back for December if they don't write him out. But for now, they're using him.
You ever see the End of Watch movie?
Fuck yeah.
America Ferrera killed it at the fucking cop, huh?
Yeah.
I forget how good she was. She was a fucking bitch, bro.
You know, I like
I'm just
that
saying, but the character, like, when that fucking Chyna got the fucking beat
up. Oh, that's the worst scene.
She stood there. Her character was like, she's fucking cold, man. Like, she didn't give a fuck that she got beat up. And she even called her by a derogatory name.
Yeah.
And she goes, nobody knew her name and shit. She quit right up. Man, they
she was called Rookie,
her.
I think. Yeah. Boots or something like that.
That Tolo was big as me, dog. Yeah. On top of her
he's an actor. He's from San Diego.
That's a terrifying scene, man.
It happens.
I know. Especially for a woman.
When that fucking bicep pulled that gun, that shit happens a lot.
Hell yeah, dog.
Especially all that cash.
Yeah, the coke and the menudo.
There's no, like, to him, he's like, voy a matar esta jura, and then I already have my way the tunnel to get
it's
back.
It's already planned.
Yeah. They do drills for this shit, dog.
But that shit was real hot when End of Watch, when they're fucking, they're like spying, they're like, they made a call all the way to fucking Mexico.
For reals, yeah.
And that fool, it's funny how those fools have so much money that they could just hire any gang.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
Well, they found that house, remember, with all the dead bodies?
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. I wonder what they saved them for.
What do you mean?
I think it's more suspicious if you're burying bodies everywhere. You keep them in that house. Nobody knows.
The corn's good next year. But hey, dog, you know what's crazy about that movie is at the end, a cop gets killed.
Yeah.
And it's glorified. Like, I was at the movies and all the trolls were like, fuck you!
Then you find out the best thing cop, you get sad.
Yeah.
I hated that party.
Yeah.
Fuck that. How come you gotta fucking save that white guy?
The white guy
should have saved him.
And then they fight that fool, huh, for dropping the mail. They fight the blood or something?
Yeah, dog. You take that badge off, you ain't shit. And they box in the living room, dog. We got his ass beat, took him to jail.
You know, lately the cops have been fucking cool as fuck to me for some reason. Like, I get pulled over.
Look at the What's a Fool podcast.
I got this carpool ticket. I dropped him off and I forgot.
Yeah, how did you get it? We were fucking drunk, dog.
Yeah, I got a carpool ticket by myself, dog. I didn't have insurance. And he just gave me the carpool ticket and let me go.
We were in Santa Ana partying, dog, and then there was a lot more partying going on. I'm like, I'm not going nowhere. I'll see you later. And he took off. You're a favorite.
I had to.
That's like $350.
I ended up paying $800.
Oh my god! Just better than paying all that other bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah. Skipping court, everything.
You still saved money with the DUI.
No DUI, nothing.
That shit, that's fucking 20 G's right there, dog.
And we were hammered. I bought him all the drinks that day. I know how much we drank.
Well, so was Taco Shop, bro. Still on HBO.
Taco Shop right now. It's on HBO demand. It's they're going to probably put it in Redbox, and it's at some Walmarts and some Targets. And actually, they're changing the cover to put it in Redbox. You remember the old poster cover?
Yeah.
That one that looks vintage? They're going to go with that. And you know, dog, working on stuff, and hopefully we'll see what happens.
What's up, fool? Shout out to those fools from San Diego, Frog, Benny. What's the guy's name? Benji?
Benji?
Benji Garcia.
Benji Garcia and Luis something, and then another guy named Joel.
Joel!
I did Spanish stand-up comedy today, bro. I mean, I was fucking nervous, bro. I was like getting, like, bro, you know that bud you gave me before you left?
Yeah.
I smoked it in a backwood and it didn't do nothing to me, bro. That's how nervous I was.
Your about adrenaline doing Spanish. Going?
Yeah, bro. Sometimes your body's like,
get the fuck out. I was so fucking nervous, bro.
Was it like doing comedy in the beginning again?
No, man. I was so nervous I couldn't get high. That backwood didn't do nothing for me. But after I killed it in Spanish, bro, I had a little pinner, I smoked half. I was fucking high as a mother.
Cloud nine. You came down.
Yeah, man. But I was, I had to follow this funny ass Argentinian guy. Hey, fool, when I was on stage, that Argentinian guy, I'll say his name is Jack something. He's from Tijuana, Jack.
An Argentinian Tijuana?
Yeah, and he had his own room, whatever, right? And that fool, I saw that fool recording me when I was killing. And like, hey, cabrón, no me grabe, cabrón. No me chingo, pinche chiste, güey.
Yeah.
I fucking cussed that fool in Spanish, dog.
Fuck yeah. Don't be practicing my shit.
Yeah, man. His name is Jack. He's from TJ's.
Well, that's his name, Jack. He's a Jack.
Just got Jack.
Palix.
Jack Palix.
Jack's
he was
jokes.
Funny, though.
You know, he's from Argentina.
He was funny, though.
Well, he's probably stealing from there.
There was some other dude that were funny, bro. But it was good because the flow was like stand-up, you know?
Yeah, don't steal from me,
so
Argentina.
I got 25 minutes, bro. I need another 35, and we'll do the whole hour. I'm going back November 24th.
Que está arriba, güey.
Bro? Want to go?
I'm down, yeah. If I'm in the show, I'll do it.
I'll roll with you.
Yeah, okay.
You're in the show. When is it?
November 24th. I think it's a Saturday.
You guys are doing a Spanish show?
That's
Saturday after Thanksgiving.
So we'll drive over there and come back if you
like
want
to. We're coming back, I think, into town that morning.
How cool, dog.
Early evening.
I don't know Spanish.
That fool said his name is Jack Mencia.
Jack Mencia, dog.
Shit, fool.
You know what's funny? When we get to the you've been to the Comedy Palace?
Yeah, I haven't been there in years.
You should headline that bitch.
I know. I'm trying to get him though. Yeah, we
went to the green room and the comedian, some documentary of comedy is playing, right? And then all these paisa comedians are talking to me in Spanish. And then, ¿quién se roba los chistes, Carlos Mencia? And then Carlos Mencia is talking. And they go, cállate, güey. Me nomás oye lo que dice. And then Carlos Mencia is saying that he does tell jokes.
Yeah.
What documentary is that?
I don't know, but I know it's
Showtime documentary. And it's called, This Is Comedy.
If you
comedy.
Have a good joke, I'll take it.
Yeah. He goes, I'm like Puff Daddy. I remixed that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the fools were watching a show like this.
What? This is a documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I'll find it right now if you have time.
But the new Mencia in Mexican comedy or Spanish comedy is Franco Escamilla, right?
Yeah.
Or cool. He used to steal or well, doesn't
he
steal anymore.
He's still to get into the door.
I don't know what he's stealing now, if he is, but in the past he has stolen stuff, and one of them or two of them was Felipe's jokes. Word
like
for word.
But just shout out to translated. Right?
Word for word translated to Spanish.
Shout out to Greg Riley.
G. Riley, my boy. What's up, dog?
That's the new G. Riley.
That's not G. Riley.
Greg Riley.
I know that is.
I bought Gregory Riley, G. Riley. Man.
He was in San Diego chilling like a soldier.
Yeah, it's right here.
A lot of people out there are going to ask, why did they interview Carlos about this? You know, Carlos is a joke thief. Carlos steals jokes, and we know this. And listen to me, and look at me when I tell you this with all honesty. If you think that I steal jokes, fuck yeah, you're right. Of course I fucking steal jokes. Are you out of your fucking mind? When I come to a comedy club, you better run, bitch. You better get the fuck off stage. Because if anything you say is even remotely funny, I'm going to make it mine. And all I'm going to do is say Mexican in the front. I'm like a rapper. I just sample shit and make it my own.
He's saying that in
in a documentary.
This is before the Joe Rogan thing.
Is that before South Park got that
food? And then he retracted saying he would just fuck around. That was the thing.
He was probably on a curse. You know, I remember Liar Liar, they did him to him.
Yeah, dog, this pen is blue. He's already.
He ain't the only one guilty of that, man.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Nah, fuck that.
Let's wrap it up.
What's up, fool? Ruben, let's try to read these names real fast. Ruben Tovar, Omar Gonzalez, Arlo 1414, Javier Mesa, Greg Riley, same motherfucker showing up. Fal Rio, Akam, 661. What's up, homie? Germ Dust. What up, dog? Liar, liar. It's dope. Before, love movies. What's the last movie you saw, bro? You like movies,
George? Last movie I saw was I went to old school. I watched Copycat last night. You remember Copycat with Sigourney Weaver?
No.
It's where
I remember that
she studies serial killers, and she puts away this bomb-ass serial killer.
That jazz singer, huh?
No. This is different. She puts away this badass serial killer, and he has a cult, so he gets this other guy to start like being a badass serial killer to bring her out of retirement, and then they try to get her, dog. And it's, I'm going to leave it right there.
What's the name of that jazz singer?
When'd that come out, fool?
It's like 2000.
That acts earlier than that. I think it's mid, late 90s.
Though. Yeah.
I think it is.
A singer?
Sigourney,
huh? No, that's good.
Who? Yes, Harry Connick Jr.
What about him?
He's in a movie. He's a killer.
That was like one of his last ones, too, I think.
It's good.
It's good.
It has a fucking twist.
Hell yeah.
I can't even tell you, dog.
Straight up.
That's one of the movies when you go like this.
Didn't see it coming, man.
Because you're food.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Or you get hooked on that fucking voice, huh? The country guy?
Like,
you threw it in the nose, oh, bro.
Dude,
you're like fucking he cable been, dude, guy
he's
now.
Funny dog.
You gotta see who he is on stage, bro. You can't throw it out there. Nobody knows what you're saying. Bro, we met this guy, bro. This he was nice.
Funny,
he was nice.
Yeah, nice, bro.
Like, Southern hospitality, dog.
Like he goes, you know, he promotes like all kind of shit, but he didn't even charge him though. He opened that radio station with his own money.
Dude,
wow.
Yeah.
He's a greaser. La señora wants her money. Look at George's watch. Yeah, we know it's big, dog.
Hell yeah, do bumps off of it, eh? Easy access.
It opens up, man. Turns it to a scale.
Nah, it reminds me who owes me money, too.
Michael Jackson. What's up, fool? Best truck in L.A. If we're giving it, bro, every time you give us $5, we don't get it, by the way.
Who gets it, fool?
Aaron.
All things comedy.
Fucking Alex, dog. That's Alex, huh?
Yeah.
He's a drunk deal giving away money right now. And when you were little, man, you have that one uncle that would just show up, and before he says hello, just throw money in the air and make you go
chase
it?
That's me, dog. Like, I do that because my uncle. My dad was that uncle.
Yeah, he would do that?
He would be like,
hey. Everybody ice cream and shit?
Yeah, because, like, my dad was the only one with a good-ass job, so all my cousins would freeload off of us like, Dio, you get us the best presents, my mom did. And my dad would give them all our shit, and he'd be like, I'll buy you guys more.
I hate when my parents would do that shit, too, man.
Yeah, we'd be in Mexico. We'd have to
especially
give our shit
lying.
Up.
We were the poor family. That's why we couldn't do that to nobody else. I noticed, bro, like, as we got poorer and poorer, motherfuckers started distant when they showed up.
Yeah.
Ain't no money, ain't no good times, dog. You know how it is.
Bro, we're not invited no more for pozole, dog. We got to put out 7 plates now.
Nah, you know what sucked with us is my dad.
You're broke. You see your friend still alive?
No, my dad passed away. He passed away. When my dad passed away, I did that show with you, Wild Coyote. Remember I showed up in a suit?
Yeah.
We smoked a blunt, but he let everybody borrow money and they wouldn't pay us.
My dad too, bro.
Yeah, then it was just like, fuck, dog, we're not friends with them no more. He's like, no, they owe me money. I lost friends like that. Yeah, but fuck it, it is what it is.
But they'll show up, huh? Listos, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Christmas.
At his funeral,
barbecue.
They showed up, and me, I was like, my
who's crying
like,
the loudest?
At the funeral?
Those fools, huh?
Nah.
George is walking around with a list of IOUs.
Yeah.
For 20.
It's weird, dog, because my dad was a player, so he had family other places.
Yeah.
He was a real coyote.
So side dick's his little brother.
He was the original side dick, dog.
It was weird. Like, I could see people looking at us going, why do these fuckers get to carry the coffin and shit, because we paid for the funeral, bitch.
So you met like half brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
I mean, I love the ones that I know, I love, but the ones I didn't know, I was kind of like, that fucking fool looks like me, but chuntaro on me.
Came out my dad, man.
Yeah.
And then but then you're chuntaro on the other guy.
Yeah.
Hey, was there like a half brother who was light?
Yeah, we have a couple of those.
He's beige. My little cousin beige.
Cousin latte, man.
This is vino.
Oh, this fool just gave $20.
No, he gave 2.
What's up, fool? Did you go? You have shows
he
coming up.
20.
He said November 13th.
You have shows coming up.
Yeah, November 13th. Zacatecas Cafe.
Okay, well, Lisa, you have shows coming up?
I have nothing.
You have chores to do?
I have a lot of chores, yeah. All right. That's all I do is chores.
Got to order some pho.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Hey, this Friday we're going to be at Charlie's Tattoo Shop in Santana, giving out this new gear right here, Orange County by Big Sleeps.
Show the camera.
It's going to be this Saturday, November 10th at Charlie's Tattoo. Big Sleep's going to be there. I'll be there. And afterwards, we're going to the block party at the Ice Cube Mac 10.
Oh, no, the block party's going to be cracking, dog. I can't wait for that shit. Santa Ana. I'll get stabbed to watch this show. I'm going to see Crystal Waters, dog.
Give some Joe Diaz, bro.
You know what I'm saying, cocksucker? You got to start out low.
Give me Crystal Waters.
Yes,
I can't wait. You go big and shit.
I can't wait. I'm going to be on so much cocaine when she goes on stage, dog.
What's up, fool? Shout out to Joe Coco Diaz. I know we were talking about 2 weeks ago that me and Lisa were pitching a show to ABC, CBS. They all gave us a big NO. But we're going to move it to, we're going to now pitch our show to cable, Hulu, whoever says yes. Well, fuck all that, man.
Wait, are you allowed to announce this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it's official.
Is it official? Yeah.
Has he talked about it?
He talked about it, right? Joe Diaz told you, right? The show got picked up?
I don't know. I don't want to say nothing. You're talking.
But he didn't tell you.
Yeah, I don't want to say nothing.
No, did he tell you?
No, he didn't tell me
okay,
nothing.
Okay, then. Yeah, well, Joe Diaz's show got picked up.
All right.
Joe Diaz.
Diaz's show got picked up. Not picked up to air on TV. It got picked up for a pilot.
Okay.
And so that's it.
Okay.
And I was
Felipe was trying to bring me in this shit.
We didn't know because he told Felipe, but we didn't know if he announced it yet.
Shout out to Kern County.
Kern County, that's over there in, I've been in prison right there. Bakersfield.
You know?
No, that's Bakersfield.
The hardcore meth white boy from there.
Yeah, that looks like X-Files and X-Games.
What's up, fool? Hit me up, man. I'll be in, if you want to go to Buffalo, I'll hook you up with tickets, a pair of tickets. If you want to go to Toledo, I'll hook you up too, man. That's it. Don't ask for nothing else.